Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, on my short list of musicians that do not make bad music, and of course it's a little hyperbole, it's a little exaggeration, but boy does this man make timeless music. I mean, to the point where literally he has a whole project titled The Diamond Collection. Do y'all know how many streams, hold on, let's look it up just to put it in perspective, how many streams it takes for a RIAA certified diamond song? Because getting back into the topic at hand, Beyonce and Post Malone have a track on this upcoming album titled Cowboy Carter. That is ridiculous, to say the least, because this is going to do astronomical numbers, to the point where Beyonce just might blow her first week sales when it comes to Renaissance, having around 220 some thousand first week out of the water. I could see this album having, especially with Texas Hold'em being such a significant hit, and them basically pressing the button on Texas Hold'em to the point where it's holding its validity in the top six, been on the charts for 6 weeks, peaked at number one, now is currently at number six. So it's a bona fide hit. Obviously, 16 Carriages, you know, had to be the sacrifice for Texas Hold'em to have this amount of marketing push. But with her already having a hit track in Texas Hold'em, having a track with Miley Cyrus, having a track with Post Malone, and then let's not forget, this is also Beyonce. Beyonce could drop a whole album by herself and sell at least 200,000 records. I think this is going to blow Renaissance first week sales out of the water. And also, as far as out of the trilogy, I know people are coming into it being like, oh, it's a country album. Who's really trying to listen to that? Let me tell you something. This is 27 offerings from Beyonce Knowles Carter. I don't know if y'all know, but we are not guaranteed a Beyonce album ever in life. So when she does come out and when she gives us 27 tracks, people love to say, oh, but her old music is better. Oh, but Beyonce is not going to be in her drunken love bag. Like, if you want drunken love, there's a song titled Drunken Love by Beyonce. You can go listen to it right now. Hey, surprise, surprise. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want old music, it's not like they took the old music off DSPs. You know what I'm saying? So, not to come off too harsh to the Beehive. I know some of y'all just mean good, but at the end of the day, it's like saying to LeBron, oh, why does he keep playing basketball? He wasn't as good as he was in 2018. Like, he's still one of the greatest to ever do it, even right now. So anyways, Beyonce is collaborating with Post Malone. He has a whole project titled The Diamond Collection. And there is 18 songs on a project called The Diamond Collection. Now, let me tell you something. To have a RIAA, what in the world? I can't spell none of that. Anyways, RIAA, Diamond Certification. You literally need 10 million people to go out and buy your record. This is just one record. Or if you want to take the, if you think streaming is the easier route, if you think they won't go out and buy a pure copy, if you want to just go the streaming route, for a diamond certification, you need 1.5 billion with a B streams. Post Malone has 18 tracks on his Diamond Collection project, and those are literally tracks that have been certified by the RIAA to be diamond. So I'm just going to let y'all put that together for you, for yourselves. So anyways, Beyonce having a track with Post Malone is pretty significant and definitely will move the needle when it comes to the music industry. And whenever this album drops, best believe this is going to be, if not the most, if not the best performing track off of the album, because I think people are taking a liking to the track with Miley Cyrus and also, you know, Texas Hold'em's not going anywhere anytime soon. I think that this has a chance to easily become a number one hit for Beyonce. So that's basically my coverage of that. One of my standout tracks, well, as far as predictions before the album actually comes out. If you don't know, I'm making these predictions before the album comes out, just using analytics, you know, to try to add validity to my projections. So anyways, Levi's Jeans, Beyonce, Post Malone, track 17 off of Cowboy Carter. Definitely going to be one of the more performing tracks when it comes to the charts. So anyways, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias, what do you think about Beyonce's rollout so far for Cowboy Carter? And also, which track do you think will end up being the best off of this country album?
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.